When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, talkers. We're getting close to the weekend here, but you're hanging out with us for the next few hours. We've got Hollywood Speak coming up, New Music Friday, which, man, we've got some good songs coming up for you. Julia's Random Thoughts, and eventually here we're going to be giving away some wild tickets.
That's right. Well, you know what? I'm going to get ready right now.
You want to do it?
Wild tickets. So don't call in yet. And I'm sorry, you know, that this is our last pair of tickets to give away, but the game is tomorrow night after all. So it's the Wild versus the Anaheim Ducks. And also the Minnesota Wild, they want you to know college students, that college night discounts are back this season and tickets start at just $39. There are a few games to choose from each month. Go to wild.com/theme packs. The first caller who can call and accurately tell me who is the richest Rolling Stones member will get these tickets. 651-641-1071.
Excellent.
Do you like that?
Yes.
So, you know,
say the question again.
Who is the richest Rolling Stone?
Oh, good question.
I should have been doing this all week.
Why didn't we do trivia questions?
The Rolling Stones fans who aren't going can go to the Minnesota Wild. But there are tickets out there, you know, on the resale sites and stuff. And so anyway, Grant is getting, and just put him on the line with us, Grant. Just like get, you know, probably three people is all we'll need to get this game going. Just set him up. I should have told Grant all this before.
Before we started.
Yeah. We're getting used to, remember the game we did a couple months ago and we had to like, what's your best sob story?
Okay. We learned that was wrong.
Wrong. Think we would have known? Okay. Who do we have?
We've got Shelby on the line. You want to ask her the question?
Shelby, who do you think is the richest Rolling Stone?
Is it Mick Jagger?
You are incorrect.
Incorrect.
Ooh. You are incorrect.
Oh.
I know. Right. It's a shocker.
Oh, dang it. I know who it is.
Oh, sorry. We'll go to the next caller. I knew that was like.
Well, of course I thought that, but I thought, no, this is a trick question. Well, there's no way.
Okay, Grant, who do we have next? Oh, Shelby is bumming out right now. She did not win those
tickets. I know. This is where we always feel bad.
Well, not really. I mean, you could be a fat. I mean, how are you Googling and being on the phone? What if you're driving right now? There's a lot of things.
There's only a few.
Nikki's on the phone right now. Do you have an answer, Nikki?
Mick Jagger.
No.
That is wrong.
There's our 7-second delay.
That's right. That is not correct. That is not the richest Rolling Stones. The richest Rolling Stone member. We're still looking for that answer in order to give away the Minnesota Wild tickets.
Yeah. 651-641-1071.
Oh, Grant's got all kinds of people calling.
Joelle is on the line with us. Joelle, she might have an answer.
Joelle, do you know who it is?
Well, I think it may be a tie between Keith and Mick.
You are wrong.
No.
Yes, you are wrong. We are still waiting for that. Oh, this is exciting.
This is crazy.
I've never come up with a good question.
Well, you
like
said
this.
You thought they were going to get it right away, Lori, and we're looking for who
and
is
then
the
I
richest
read,
Rolling Stone.
I read the story.
And it's not who we think.
That's right.
We've got Cassandra. Let's see if she can get the right answer.
Cassandra, what a lovely name.
Thank you. I am going to guess that Richards, being Keith Richards, is the richest.
Ding, 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 ding.
First of all, Cassandra, congratulations.
Thank you.
Lori rang the little bell. We finally...
I have a sound effect.
There we go.
Are you a Wild fan?
I'm a huge Wild fan, but my partner's an even bigger one.
So awesome. Well, you guys enjoy the game tomorrow night, and thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So Grant, I'll get your info.
Keith Richards is worth $500 million. Mick Jagger is the second richest. As of 2021, he was worth $360 million.
So there's that. That's almost like a $150,000 difference, Larry. Where is Keith's money from?
Well,
the book?
Remember, Keith has not gotten married and divorced at the rate that Mick Jagger has.
100%. Those marriages cost money. Those kids with different mothers and
so
everything.
Theoretically, you'd think they'd both be worth the same amount.
That's what I was thinking.
But Keith Richards has been married for such a long time to Patty.
Yes.
And so he has not had all of the
alimony, child support.
Writing checks for $80 million or $20 million or whatever.
Rory,
so that's right.
That was a good trick question.
It was. Then Ronnie Wood at $200 million. Charlie Watts was worth about $250 million. But yeah, I thought that might trick people up.
Oh, that very, very tricky. All right. So okay. Cassandra. I love that name. It's a soap opera name.
Maybe you already have this on your DVR, but one of my very favorite snarky shows will be following Succession on Sunday night. And my DVR will have to do the work because I'll be wiggling around on the floor while Mick and the boys are singing away. Curb Your Enthusiasm is back on Sunday night. So that is returning. A lot of good people are, of course, all the regulars are back, including Richard Lewis, who is recuperated from whatever illness he was suffering from. But the trailer that I watched had John Hamm and Seth Rogen as two new people playing themselves.
Okay, totally fun.
Yeah, so
I still have to binge watch the last 3 years.
Of Curb? Oh, yeah. You can just jump into Curb whenever. Larry.
But he's so funny. I don't know if I had replay on or something, but I was this morning it showed up him on Jimmy Kimmel. And I was watching. That was so funny.
Hysterical, yeah.
That was earlier in the week, though, wasn't it?
It was last week.
It was even last week. Yeah, I'm like, why is this showing on my TV right now?
Yeah, no, it was last week because Kimmel, the only one who's had a late night show be live this week was
Who was it?
Stephen Colbert.
That's what I thought.
And maybe James Corden was wrong, but the other Jimmys were all on vacation and Seth.
Got it.
You know, because it's MEA week.
Yes, it is.
All over the land. I don't know.
I don't know if it's just a Minnesota thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even know. But what a nice week to have off because the weather was so lovely.
Do you watch
Curb,
Grant?
Curb?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, heck
yeah. Because it's back on Sunday night.
Yeah, we have our hamster's name is Larry Davis.
Stop.
Yeah, we call him LD.
Yeah.
Little LD.
How many pets are in your home?
We have three dogs and a hamster, and our next is a bunny, I'm sure, at some point in time. Okay. That was when Lily got done with nursing school, and that was her thing. I was like, then we can... But that's staying in the garage, because I don't like rodents in the house, even though...
I would agree with you on that one.
I am not a fan of...
They're not welcome, and sometimes they get in unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm. Do they?
Oh.
Yeah, I know. My one niece
they like
had
to
a
go
bunny.
To my cabin.
Had a bunny, and they would let him hop all around the house.
Oh, I'm sure that
my good friend's son had a bunny.
Yeah.
Like a big one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hop, hop, hop. That's not anything No.
Well, the other one that's really a commitment is if you get a turtle.
Well, they live forever.
They live a long time, like a parrot.
Yeah, they live a long time.
Remember when the parrot lady came in all those years ago and she told us how long it lived? So we were thinking, I thought, wouldn't it be fun to have a parrot? She goes, they live for 80 years. I'm like, nope.
No, I'm out.
Change my mind.
Yeah, I'm not committing to a person that long, let alone.
Well,
you know
exactly, Lauren.
You know what
exactly.
I mean.
I'm with you.
That would be a long time. That's such a long time. All right, we got to go. It's time for random thoughts.
Yes.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, it's National Nut Day. What a perfect day for a Friday. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Okay, so here are a couple things that you need to know about today, okay? Lori, one of them is really kind of a cute story. Do you remember when we had the book on Love is a Mixtape by Rob Sheffield?
Yes.
From Wisconsin?
Yes.
And it was the story, a coming-of-age story about a girl who finds a mixtape of her parents, and then she goes and interviews and listens to it and interviews everyone. It's being made into a movie.
Oh, I love this.
I know, and it's... So it follows an orphaned, awkward 12-year-old Beverly Moody is played by this Alan character, her grandma. She's raised by her grandma Gail, which is Julie Bowen.
Oh.
And then she sees the mixtape as a chance to finally learn more about her parents And she sets on this journey to find out about the
Julie songs. Julie Bowen, a grandmother?
I know, Lori, they age people quick.
Honestly, but they never do this to guys. She's like 48. I mean, you have to be kind of like, I mean, my mom was a grandmother at 36, but to be a grandmother that young, you have to be a mother at
grandmother at 36.
Because she was 17 and then her like 18-year-old had a baby. Or she might have been 38.
Wow.
But yeah, her daughter had a baby at 18 or something, you know.
Oh my, that's
I know. It veers on, I don't know, whatever. Why can't they just have...
That's right.
Yeah.
An older person be your grandma. Okay, so here is Paris Hilton. Holly posted this on the Lori and Julia show page. Her wedding registry. I don't know if we've heard of Gary's Beverly Hills, which is the go-to luxury department store for the rich and famous.
Oh, I think, they're like Bagley's was in Duluth back then. Or like you think of a place that sold... jewelry and Wedgwood china.
Yes.
And sterling platters and all
okay,
these.
Okay, so this, so that's this
that's
place.
What it's like.
So here's a couple things that are on her wish list.
Okay.
Tableware. So a table setting is $495. That's one setting of Hermes.
Mm-hmm.
She is getting, let's see, a Baccarat Abyss vase. That's $4,800.
Well, she's registering.
She's registering. Yeah. And then a $710 Vidi Poosh. Do you know what that is?
I don't know what a Vidi Poosh is.
It's a Vidi. V-I-D-E or Vid.
Pouche. V-D-A. V-D-A.
Pouche.
Pouche.
P-O-U. P-O-C-H-E. It's a Vidi Poosh.
Okay,
a
Vidi Poosh. Okay. What is it?
It is, it's when you go in your house and you put like your keys and things on the little tray.
On the, oh, that's what that is.
It's a little, conveniently located tray where people put their keys or their wallet or their lipstick or something.
I never knew that.
It's a Vidi Poosh.
Love it.
Yeah, so now we know what that is. And she also is going to be married in a Valentino gown.
Mm.
It's going to be at the Church of Good Shepherd, followed by a reception at her late grandfather, Baron Hilton's $75 million Bel Air estate. That wedding is taking place November 11th.
She did very well testifying in front of Congress.
Good for her.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
She really did.
She looks great and like confident and strong. And it's just a different person from the old simple life days.
Isn't that great?
Yeah,
But she did say that she's had like 10 wedding dresses to change into. And I thought, I don't know that I'd want to spend my whole wedding day
changing
into dresses and doing Insta posts.
Nope.
Lori, that would make me crabby.
Lori, I would agree.
I want to enjoy my guests and have them swoon over me and tell me how beautiful I look.
I would agree with you.
Congratulations. And you know what I mean? I just want to have, I don't want to be changing every
either would
15
I.
15 minutes.
Either would I. Oh. And I think that is the new bride of today. It's like, you know, because there's this hour to an hour and a half between the wedding and the kind of the dinner part of it. And it's kind of a, they just disappear and they've already taken their pictures.
Yeah.
They just disappear. So this
they go and have shots at places. That's what some people do. But she is having maybe
a 3-day
thing. But
the wedding party leaves the wedding and does this.
Yeah, they have a name for it. I got very mad
Rude.
I got very mad at one of my sisters once who did that, and her groom got even madder because she went off with the bridesmaids and left the reception for an hour.
Oh,
that was a rocky start. And it didn't end well. 2 years later, it ended in flames. Could have told her that night when she, the bridesmaids kidnapped her.
Oh, that's not okay.
And took her to a bar.
I would be so
furious.
To go
have shots. And her groom was furious.
I would agree rightly so on that one. I would. All right. So Legos are the rage. We talked. I think you might have been on vacation. When we talked about
the Titanic
Lego set, that how much was it selling for Grant? Like
it was over a couple $100, but it's 9,000 pieces, right? I believe the largest set.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Oh gosh! And I think I know where you're going with this next time.
All right, because we just learned that who's doing it? It's the Kevin McAllister home from Home Alone.
Yes,
is now going to be a Lego.
Yep.
It's like $265 or something.
Yep. And they've got the little van from the two burglars out front. And then, I saw this.
I actually think my kids would like this.
I would. I watched Home Alone, no joke, last night because I read this article. I was like, I could watch Home Alone now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a show your age, Grant, and my boys love that.
That's my Christmas movie.
Yeah, I believe it. Okay, so Target now is buying into the Lego thing, and they've got a Target Lego collection of clothing, housewares. What else is in this thing?
So it's all those primary colors?
Primary colors. So they...
Crayon, better look out.
I know. They have 300 must-haves for you and your family, your pets, your home, your table, and your closet.
Oh, hard pass.
But it's the most colorful brick-inspired items. Most of them are under $30.
Is it plastic?
And they're only at Target. No, it's clothes. It's just primary colors.
Oh, please.
Yeah. And it's the all brand... Right. Is a rare ability to equally excite all members of the family.
Oh, sure. Nothing like Garanimals for the whole family. And we can be in matching. Let's wear our blues today, family.
Let me finish.
It's going to be all yellow tomorrow.
I love these PR sentences, and it finishes. And it's to excite all members of the family, and we expect the enthusiasm to soar as we offer Lego fans young and old an opportunity to experience our brand in an entirely new way through this partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there you go. I expect to see some family photos, Christmas holiday cards in Lego.
Lego colors.
Yeah. Or State Fair families wearing their Lego shirts together.
There you go. Each other. Yeah, the Home Alone set is for $250. Okay, now if people are wanting to get on the dating sites this weekend, Lori, if you put yourself up there and you're a man who poses with a poochie, a dog, you're more likely to want to settle down. It gives people a sign. So this is a study. Psychologists in Canada talked to hundreds of men with dating profiles and asked if they were looking for something serious or just a fling. And she analyzed their photos then. 80% of men who were looking for something serious had at least one picture of a dog compared to 50% of guys looking for a fling.
Yeah, because a dog means commitment. There's somebody you're responsible for.
Yes. Yes.
Now there's going to be all the horny guys are going to be running and getting a dog to borrow to do in their photo and say they're looking for a commitment.
Exactly.
That has been done before. There are a lot of TikToks out there where frat boys will go to like a puppy, like a foster place and foster it for a day just so they can do photo shoots with the puppies and then post them on their profile.
This generation blows
just
with their photo opportunities every minute.
But because remember, the picture is saying everything and they believe everything.
But just go see a dog on the street and say, hey, can I take a picture with your pooch?
Yeah, but there's doing stage things, so they're playing with it. They look like a dog owner. They're really they're catfishing with dogs.
Yes.
Honest,
they're dog fishing.
But here's a beware item for people, heterosexual couples, or no, probably any couple. But they found that men who just want to hook up are more likely to post shots of themselves on a motorcycle,
shirtless
on boats.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones.
The playa.
There
and
you
for
go.
God's sakes, don't pose with a fish or a deer
or a anything dead.
Anything dead. Yeah.
Especially not a body.
That is an
that was just not going
boner
well.
Crusher for men and women alike.
I would also say some other ones are goofy close-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Of your face
posing with a niece or a little sister, because we don't know, we just think
if it's yours.
Kid. Yeah.
Taking a picture of yourself in the mirror while you're holding your phone, I think is the worst one.
It's like too.
Get someone to just take a picture for you.
I know.
Oh, Lord.
Well, the topless man likes to do that one, I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
All right, guys, let's take a break here. But before that, we're going to get to your My Talk traffic.
Hollywood's vegan.
What is the meaning of this?
All right, what do we have that we're gonna Hollywood speak a Halloween costume?
Yes.
All
and
right.
It is Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. And
the newly engaged couple.
Yes, newly engaged couple. And I didn't know who it was at first because he's got makeup on and a wig and he doesn't have any face tattoos, you know.
Oh.
And
who is this man?
Sid Vicious.
Okay.
It's Sid Vicious and Nancy Spungen. Did you ever see that movie?
Sid and Nancy.
Way back. I mean, it like came out in 1986.
And what was the band? The Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a weird thing to dress up as, because he killed her, didn't he?
Basically, they had a heroin-fueled night of whatever, and they had a very troubled relationship,
yes,
but he did stab her.
Yeah, that's...
And he later died of a heroin overdose. I think this costume is maybe, would it be okay because of, you know, like, you know, it's kind of an iconic, they're taking the look from the movie.
Yeah.
But she captioned the photo
okay,
of them.
Okay, what'd she say?
Till death do us part.
Well,
and that's where people are yelling
and
at her.
It did. Reality.
Yeah.
Reality strikes. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Like, come on, you two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, people are kind of mad at them.
Okay.
And then also,
all in the week they got engaged and now people are mad.
Yeah, they're mad. But you know what? There'll be people, I bet you anything, Kelly and Ryan dress up as Travis and Courtney.
Oh.
And fake make out.
Okay.
For the Halloween show.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay.
Well, Omid Scobie has been right all along that the Buckingham Palace is rarely the source of reliable or accurate guidance when it comes to private matters. They deal in half-truths, misleading statements, and distractions because Queen Elizabeth, the palace, lied to the media over Queen Elizabeth, her condition, and what led her to go to the hospital.
Did she fall off her horse?
No, she didn't fall off her.
Why is she there? I don't know. Tell me.
Well, just...
What was the lie?
The lie was that she had canceled her trip to Ireland to get some rest, but the reality is she went overnight to the hospital.
Oh. And, all right, sure. They don't want to scare the country.
Well, I know, but it's just, it shows you that you cannot believe when the
and
palace...
And this one I understand.
But the palace, they do this all the time.
Sure.
This is why they never... I mean, Tom Sykes from the Daily Beast said he was at a dinner party and it came up that it was well known in William and Kate's circle that he had this affair with this Rose of Hanbury.
Mm-hmm.
And that William made sure he was throwing Sussex, you know,
third under the bench. Yeah.
To keep the, it's a complicated relationship that the palace has with all these tabloids.
Sure.
That's what,
all right.
That's what we can say.
Thank
about
you for
that.
Hollywood speaking your own Hollywood
that's
speak.
That's right.
I failed miserably.
You really,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you really did. Sonia Morgan responds to Heather Thompson's claims that were written in the book, Not All Diamonds and Rosé, the inside story of the Royal Housewives from the people who lived it. She responded to the story about that, you know, Heather personally saw Sonia so wasted she was letting guys put lit cigarettes in her vagina.
Yes, and the opposite end we learned yesterday because I thought, oh, my word. Ouch.
Yeah.
Grant is just sitting over there. Grant, I see you.
The old smoking
he's
trick.
He's just trying not to. He's trying not to respond over there, but this was yesterday's conversation.
Sonia, such a very, fun combo.
Very insightful.
Sonia left a comment on Page Six's Instagram page that said, liar, liar, pants on fire with a laughing emoji, and then followed it up with her husband wanted a threesome to
Heather's?
That's what Sonia.
Oh, so she's throwing it back
and
at her.
And then she said, this book is really stirring the pot. Andy must be so happy.
Well, that's a very true statement.
Yeah. Here's the thing where people were coming after Heather Thompson bad, real bad about that. They were like, why did this Dave Quinn have that story in there?
Right.
Because if someone is so wasted.
Right.
That they're, that is happening. Lit cigarettes, men. Yeah. That's not consent. That could be assault. Why would Heather tell this story and why would they print this story and why did Dave Quinn include it?
And,
it was a whole thing.
And everyone knows Sonia gets wasted.
We've
so
seen
it's
it on the show.
We've seen it for years. So it's so violating. Instead of protecting my friend who was wasted, I'm going to share this really nasty story. Heather just wanted she wanted to be mentioned.
And it was all in relation to the fact that, I don't know if you remember season 7, the ladies went to Atlantic City in 2015. And I do remember this because it caused such a kerfuffle. It was like storming, raining out. And the ladies, they like two of them arrived at Sonia's townhouse. And Sonia wouldn't let them in.
They made them stay outside in the rain.
In the vestibule.
Yeah, still.
Yeah. And so that's how Heather is telling this story, how mad she was. Because after all, I'm a woman who helped her and saw her do this.
Yeah.
She said, I had taken her out of a vestibule where one time she was letting guys put lit cigarettes in her vagina.
Okay, I'm just going to say this.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that, Darren. I'm really glad.
Oh, God.
My Hollywood speak
We didn't see that on the thing, but like to share that feels like just so vindictive and
violating.
Yeah, violating.
It's mean girl.
If we get Dave Quinn on, I'm going to ask him why
he didn't respond to my 30-second email.
Well, let's Hollywood speak that. Everybody, he's on everything.
He's on everything, and they're kind of snobbish. I sent them an email in June.
Wow, Julia.
Because I had 4,500 emails in my inbox,
But did they
I didn't
respond?
Stay on top of it. No.
Okay.
Because I just Googled the name of the thing and it didn't show up anywhere except for everything we sent them.
Gwyneth Paltrow, the vaginal menace, has this to say. She is on everything promoting her really what's getting just soundly and roundly panned Sex, Love, and Goop on Netflix.
Talked about this heated vibrator and it just... Yeah, again.
She's just a menace of vaginas, but she's never addressed...
A menace of vaginas.
The vaginas. She's a never vaginas. Addressed, like, the Business Insider story. No one's asked her about that. She's lost 140 right. people. She was on
Why
Ellen.
Would they?
Well, that's, just saying.
That's a worse soundbite.
But
I want to have you a guest on my show, and I'm going to dig
you. Yeah, but the thing is, you know, when you're shilling stuff like that, that is a legitimate question to ask, like, what's going on? But she thought that she would speak up for Gen Xers, and she had this to say,
right,
my generation
up.
Got messages that made us feel bad about sex. There's no way. Gen X got the safe sex. They got, you know what I mean? She's not 80. She's 47. We didn't get messages that sex was bad, and we're older than she is.
Can I Hollywood speak this?
Yes.
You can't stand her, Lori.
I know.
A lot of people can't stand Gwyneth Paltrow. We don't want her.
But do you think a 47-year-old woman...
No,
you know,
it's much better than what my mom got. Keep your legs crossed and don't say hi to anybody on the street.
Right.
Pop a Valium and it'll all be fine. Give me a cigarette.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, Paltrow's generation was warped by information overload and everything being sexualized. But I don't think the message that they got was sex was bad.
She bugs us.
Yeah.
Let's move on. She just bugs. And I'm sorry when you are invited and to right now and she's doing Zooms. No. I turned it off immediately when this computer screen was sitting on top of a chair in the clubhouse at Annie's show last night. I'm like, ding.
Yeah, I know it. And
I can't watch anything else on a flat screen.
Right, that's it. Blake Lively is really furious with the Daily Mail that hired a photographer to stalk her kids.
As she should be.
Yeah, she really took them to task. You are exploiting very young children. Please stop, because they posted photos of her kids
really,
with all their faces.
Really,
but the photographer was like jumping out of bushes. I mean, it was long. She
said, get a picture of her husband's butt. I mean, give us something we want. We don't want to see those kids. Yeah. Show us Ryan Reynolds.
Well, she asked the Daily Mail, do you do background checks on the photographs you pay to stalk children? I would like to know. Or do you simply hire anyone who will be available to stalk my children and try and take their photos?
Good for her.
Yeah. Please delete. Come on. Get with the times.
Get with the mail.
You know that Blake was really upset because she uses Insta to have fun with Ryan Reynolds.
I know.
Her husband. Kind of makes you mad, though, doesn't it? Like, come on, do leave the kids alone.
Totally.
Didn't California pass the
law
about that?
But the Daily Mail.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, Julia, Andy Warhol's factory, the disciples, people who really love, they are up in arms. Apparently, Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk, Gwyneth's husband, are making a new Netflix documentary about Andy Warhol.
Why they up? I think that'd be fascinating.
I do too.
He was at Studio 55 every 52, 54,
54 yeah.
71 mm-hmm. every night. I would love to see. Now that to me is interesting. I don't care if they're up in arms.
I'm going to tell you why they're up in arms. Here's the Hollywood speak. There's so many people that want to be in this documentary. They've already told people no.
Wow.
We don't have room for you in our film.
Yeah,
there's so many people.
It's going to be a hit.
Yeah.
I will totally. We will love this.
Yeah.
We will love this. All right. When we come back,